To the point. Someone texted me an inappropriate picture of themselves and keeps asking for one of myself. What should I do?
First of all, you should talk to an adult about this, such as a parent, yours, his or hers, or both, or a school administrator. Most teens don't like to take this step, but it may be the only way to get your message across. Besides, texting those kinds of photos of minors is often illegal. Second, someone who has the nerve to ask you to do such a degrading thing needs a response from you that is unmistakably clear. So though you shouldn't respond to the message, if you see the person, say it as plainly as you know how. Perhaps something like this: "I will never, ever, ever do this. And for you to even suggest that I would tells me how little you think of me." Or maybe this: "Back off. I'm a child of God and know my true worth. Pray for help and respond as the Spirit directs."
The girl I asked to a school dance is expecting a fancy, expensive date. How do I change her expectations and still make a good impression?
You're right to want to change this expectation, since, as For the Strength of Youth says, you should plan dating activities that are inexpensive. In addition, according to Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, as dates become more elaborate, this seems to create an expectation that a date implies seriousness or continuing commitment. And as a teenager, a serious, committed relationship shouldn't be what you're looking for. It's all about having fun and getting to know each other, simple goals that are not necessarily best served by an elaborate or expensive production. So how do you work against expectations but still make a good impression? 1. You could discuss your group's general plans with your date and ask for her input. 2. As you talk about your plans, be enthusiastic about them, particularly about the time you'll spend getting to know each other and having fun together in the group. 3. Show respect and courtesy to your date before and during the date, and afterward too, of course, so that she knows how she'll be treated when she's with you and your group and will look forward to that feeling, rather than just the dress, food, photos, flower, and whatever other outward trappings she might expect. None of this is to say that you can't make it a special and memorable experience, but keeping it simple is wiser, safer, and ultimately more fun. For some ideas for inexpensive dates, visit lds.org/go/dates-NE11. End of the section, To the Point.